we talking? Morning, Gareth.
Morning.
Where's Vincent?
Why am I? Yeah, I was going to say, I'm in here because obviously Finney's not around.
Where is he?
No idea. Sicky.
Again?
A sicky.
It's every Thursday.
He was at Rod Stewart last night, actually, come to think of it. So he must have had a big night.
He'll have had his kind of diamond boots.
He was with his mum, actually, now before you start trying to get him into trouble.
He was with his mother?
Yep, he took his mum to see Rod Stewart. As you do.
Wearing his cowboy boots. Why are we talking about body hair next? Why are we doing this?
Obviously with your own beauty routine of waxing and shaving and whatever else.
Why are we talking about this? Do you know? Did you set this up?
No, I didn't.
This will be Vinny. He's obsessed with it.
He is indeed.
He's like a gorilla.
Chewbacca, I think, isn't what you call him.
According to a survey, more men than ever are waxing. Do you wax?
I don't, no. I barely shave.
Do you pluck?
I don't.
You don't wax or pluck?
Nope. I barely shave.
Brenda Shankey is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Brenda.
Morning, Stephen.
I don't like this item. I don't even like the thought of it. I do not want to talk about men's body hair.
How come?
I just don't. It's disgusting, Brenda.
Of course it is. That's why we need to remove it, Stephen.
I think we should get Brenda into the studio to demonstrate anew how...
Absolutely not. Sure, I'm hairless. I can't grow hair.
Have you got body hair, Stephen?
A little. No, not very much, actually. Have you never noticed? Have you not noticed that I've said this before, and I have no idea why, but fat men do not have hairy legs. You show me a fat man with hairy legs. Doesn't happen. I don't know why.
Stephen likes to go on about this when he has his little short shorts on.
I'm telling you now, I've got wee baldy legs, don't I?
Yeah.
Fat people don't have a lot of body hair for some reason. Do you know why, Brenda?
I have no idea of that statistic, Stephen. Absolutely none. But the mind boggles.
Andy Jones is with us this morning as well. Is this the whole trend now, Andy, to pluck and shave and wax?
Well, I hope not, Stephen. I hope not, because I'm doomed. I've got quite a young, boyish face. And then from the neck down, I'm very hairy. So hairy am I that my girlfriend... calls me Mr. Tumnus from The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, like the hairy little fawn that James McAvoy played in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. I was at a barbecue recently, and I dared to take my shirt off, and my friend's girlfriend stroked me and said I was like a little peach. But I just think it's the normal way men should be. I very much feel that it's very, very unusual. It's an indictment of us as a society that the moment young people are getting body hair now at 14, however old, boys and girls, they're now seeking to get rid of it. You know, there's young girls who are going for all over waxes. Oh. There's young men who are plucking our hair as soon as it arrives. It's a very, very strange thing to do. I really don't know what we're teaching our young people now. I think if it's
isn't. Who would want to lie beside a hairy man on the beach?
I think if it's unhygienic, you know, very, very long body hair, then that's wrong. For instance, I clip the hair under my armpits in the summer when it gets hot because I think I don't want to be sweaty, and I do trim bits of my body hair so it doesn't get too thick. But I feel like if we're becoming a smooth bar of soaps, then that's not very. I think that's a strange society. I mean, you look at other cultures around the world, and they don't get rid of all their body hair. You know, I was at the gym recently, and I was getting changed, and some of the men in there were like dolphins. They literally were smooth all over, and it's quite a strange thing.
Like dolphins?
They were hairless, completely hairless all over, Stephen, like your legs.
Yeah, but women like that. We women like nice, hairless male bodies. We like to see...
They don't, though.
No, Stephen, don't go there. I was going to say we like to see
like
the abs and the physique.
Right. I feel like...
Who, no woman wants to kind of be stroking and hugging a really hairy, matty body.
Is it not, Brenda...
should embrace it, because there's a lot of women out there who do really, really like
it. Is it not, Brenda, very girly? Not, you know, a man's supposed to be masculine.
No, it's masculine. You look at nice bodybuilders and rugby players, and they don't like hair in their body, and it shows off their nice masculine muscles and their physique. It's quite sexy.
Like, Gareth, you've seen Vinny on a number of occasions with his top off.
Why would I have seen Vinny?
It's kind of like you can't even see any skin.
I don't even know how to answer that.
Is Vinny really hairy?
Oh,
I wish he was here, Stephen. I'm raging he's off today.
Is it sore getting it off?
It's a little. No, it's actually, it's sore enough. You put on a hot wax onto the area, and then you put on like a piece of fabric and you strip it off. So you get like a, you know, like stripping off a plaster off a cut.
I don't understand why anyone would want to get that done.
Stephen, I've had a wax. My girlfriend said, why don't you have this, just little bits of hair off your shoulders waxed off?
I do not have hair on my shoulders. This is a ridiculous conversation.
I tell you what, 90% of our business is taking hair off shoulders July and August.
Brenda, I tell you what I'll be very happy to do.
What?
We will rent out Vinny for the day, and we expect.
Oh, brilliant!
We'll do this next week. And
oh,
we,
brilliant!
Gareth, it needs to be a committee meeting, so we'll make a unanimous decision now, okay?
Yep, definitely.
Voted for?
Yep.
All in favour say aye?
Aye.
Aye. So aye. We will. Thank you, Andy. So we will. We have nominated Vincent.
Yep.
And he is to have all his body hair removed.
And we'll film it for the web as well.
It grows, honestly, it grows back horrendously. If you're a man and you've got kind of thick, coarse-like hair...
Yes, that's him. He's like a gorilla. He's like Chewbacca.
Wax off and he looks great for about 2 days, and then when it starts to grow back, you look like a strawberry.
No, it grows back nice
it's
and
really,
fine.
No, it's really
refined, less hairy.
If you wax girls' hair, it's quite small and fine. If you wax or shave guys' hair, it comes back horribly.
Shaving does, yes. Waxing goes back a little bit softer.
Did you say earlier on, Andy, that you trim your underarm hair?
Yeah, because otherwise you smell. If you've got, I haven't got Rapunzel-like armpits. But if you're a guy, I'm not saying I shave it all off. I just trim the length of it. So one, it doesn't poke out of your t-shirt, and two. In hot weather, it's less. You know, if you're going abroad, you don't want to be smelly, you don't want to be sweaty, and it smells body. And you know, I trim it, but I like having a chest. I like having chest hair.
Brenda, do you do many men's bikini line?
Oh God, do you know what we do, Stephen?
Really,
our guys, we do about 5 to 10 a week.
That'll be the first Gareth Finney one's done.
Manscaping, we call it, to try and be
manscaping.
In the area of waxing. Yeah,
manscaping. Seriously,
manscaping.
And presumably, Brenda, this would be young fellas. Like, there's nobody in there. There wouldn't be people in their 30s and 40s and 50s
no,
getting this done, would there?
You'd be really surprised. There's guys who have, well, I would say in their 50s, and they have issues with hygiene, and they like to have it all removed because they, you know, they feel that it's cleaner and more hygienic, and they like to be buff down there.
That's absurd.
It is absurd. I don't really know where to go with this.
I know, Stephen. For once, you're speechless.
That's
the world we live in.
I'm deeply uncomfortable with the whole thing. It's ridiculous. Well, look, Brenda, we will send Vincent up seriously.
Don't do it, Vincent. He'll grow back.
He doesn't have a choice. You see, Andy, we own him.
Okay, all right, good.
So we're renting him out to Brenda for the day. Gareth's going to take the before and after photos, and we'll see what happens. Thank you very much, Brenda. Thank you, Andy. Morning to you. Morning to you both.